Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
The Black Market is an initiative created by 85 South Media to highlight, amplify, and showcase leaders, entrepreneurs, and educators from our community. The show tapes monthly at our studio in Atlanta, Georgia. To submit you or your organization for consideration, go to 85SouthShow.com/Black Market. Pretty much.
Boy, they getting crazy with these.
That beat so motherfucking good.
That shit smell like some shit you clean out.
Hey, that beat so motherfucking good. Hello, hello. 1, 2, hello, hello. Tran Lee on the beat.
Okay.
Tran Lee on the beat.
Okay. Coming down. Brand new shoes.
Come on.
Carlos Miller.
Say what?
Interviews.
Interviews.
Hey, my dudes.
Hey, your dudes.
I can't lose.
Nah.
Try to play me. I refuse.
Back me up. Nah, matter of fact, I can do it myself, cause I'm parking on the self-parking. Okay. I hit the left and then the right and then the steering wheel signal. Just to know that I'm original. Coming through crispy. Nigga, can you hear me? Play the words like a nigga coming through. Hey, stop it one more time. Then bring it back. We used to sell smack. No, we didn't do that. Matter of fact, we was outside while they was doing it. Watching them take their lives and then ruin it. Hey, we had dreams and we came out on the other side. We flipped the script every time that it's time to ride. Hey. I wasn't even there that time when niggas got to tripping and pulled out them nines. But I heard about it, cause you told me.
Yeah.
But that was in my old life, the old me. But ain't no OG, just a G for a long time. Just because your G ain't like mine. I've been had my G since like 99, or maybe 89, or maybe 79.
What?
That's probably when I started formulating. They ain't gonna get it cause these niggas just be hating. It took a little while, a little waiting. But be patient. Come on, nigga. You know how I do. I keep a rhyme on deck or maybe I'm gonna keep two. But when it come to rhyming, I ain't fucking with you. Cause when I got nothing to do, I be listening to you. Now that you know. Welcome back, bitch, to the 85 South Show. You already know Black Excellence Spotlight. Bruh, it's time for you to get your excellence on.
Wow.
You're a very excellent, extraordinary you know, hyperbolic, symbolic, mystic, chivalrous, respectable, commandable, most diabolical motherfucker that ever come out of Alabama, my man Trans Lee.
Amen. Appreciate it.
Trans Lee, dope MC,
appreciate
visionary,
it,
humanitarian,
hey,
recycler, water
man,
drinker.
Come on, man.
Man of the earth, man of the turf.
Yeah,
how you living? Welcome back to the trap.
I did just finish drinking one of those Just Waters.
You want to know?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely
got shit on deck, bro. I drink. Oh, got Capri, man.
Man, y'all got it on deck, man.
You're not a visitor at this point.
Oh, Capri Sun. Okay.
Come on, man. Live your life.
Okay. Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good, man.
You started a new brand.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's been a long time coming, man. It's been a long time coming.
But I've been told you that.
Right, man. We done had several conversations, man. And you know, me being a rap artist, you know, sometimes, you know, I be in my head, and just even being in this business, man, like, you can really get in your head a whole lot, you know.
Yeah.
Because a whole lot of times there's more, like, failure than it is success, you know, especially when it's coming up. So that can take a toll on people. Yeah. So, I'm just here now as somebody who's kind of made it to the other side. Like, you know, like, it's really not that much pressure on life at all. Like, let's just be ourselves and, you know, try to find that inner peace so we can have that outer glow. And then that prompted me to start the brand. So here we are.
I'm keeping some of this shit.
That's your hoodie in the middle.
All right, bet.
Yeah.
So inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find it?
Well, so that's the thing. It's a constant journey. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that you can find it and then keep it for, like, the rest of your life, you know what I mean? But it's just being cognizant of, you know, if you're not in that space, to always be kind of seeking it, because that way, you know, you'll let a lot of things go. Like, you know, it's simple things like road rage, you know what I mean? Like, that things can get you upset and just off your game, somebody cutting you off, and that comes from a deeper space in you that, you know, if you just don't have that inner peace, is just like whatever, you know what I mean? So it's just like simple things in life that can change the course of your day, you know. And it's like finding, once you find that inner peace, you know, you can, you know, live
prosper
better. Yeah,
level up.
Yeah,
get to the bag, all that shit that people really want to do, you know. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to do anyway.
Exactly.
Prosper.
Exactly.
Level up.
That's all.
Get to the bag.
Trying to
inner peace. Out of blow.
You sound like a real preacher, bro.
Bro, y'all gonna stop trying. Y'all gonna stop.
You really are, bro. You done sat, but you from Mississippi, though. You done sat in enough
that's
churches.
That's enough credentials right there.
Yeah, you done sat in enough churches to, you could definitely be a preacher.
Come on, man.
But yeah, man, and it's been doing very well, man. Shout out my partner, Life Journey. I started the brand with him just to kind of partner and just to kind of get into the game, and we did pretty well, man. So now it's innerpeaceoutofglow.com, and you can get it. And we're also dropping a lot of content too, just to, you know, about
what kind of content?
Just really people's different journeys to how they found inner peace, and, you know, like, what things that they do to help them find it. Or
I smoke weed to find mine.
Exactly. That's what a lot of people do.
Yeah, I smoke
weed. That's definitely what I do. And I think that can help a lot of people. So we're definitely dropping those interviews, and then just a lot of more dazzling content.
Dazzling.
Coming soon, yeah.
Like, visually stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bet. You dropping any videos?
For the brand or for my...
For your music.
Yeah, so that's on the way too, man. That's what, you know, that's really... I'm, like, super excited because I finally got the album done and to a place where it's, like, I can now feel comfortable to say, like, yo, it's really coming. It's really, like, a piece, you know what I mean? So we just tying up a little bit of the loose ends right now. And, yeah, so sat down with Tip the other day and played it for him, and he was like...
You in that zone.
Yeah.
Are you talking that shit every time you spit that shit, bro?
Man, it's really about just being vivid, man. Because, you know, like, Andre 3000, one of my favorite artists. And I just always look at and break down how he he sits you right in the seat next to him. You know what I mean? Like, when you listening to it, and it's like, I strive to be that type of artist. So, you know, I feel like I'm kind of getting more and more in that space. You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Most dead. Speaking of most dead, people try to compare me to him too.
He dope.
Yeah, he is dope, but, you know, I get a lot of different comparisons.
That nigga dope, bro.
Yeah. This is for the murderers and gamblers and dirty money handlers. Hey. And keep going to fuck off. Yeah, nah, most definitely. I actually opened up for him a couple of years ago. It
was, see?
Yeah.
He's got some shit to say. Mm-hmm.
Bro, I ain't had a Capri Sun in a long time, bro.
That's why you need to come through the trap more often, because we keep them on deck, bro.
And then...
Drinking Capri Suns help us find our inner peace.
This the place where you hear smoking on hay in the middle of the barn.
Yeah.
You don't hear that in many places, bro. I said that over there. I was like, man, you don't hear this many places. Joe was like, you need to hang around Cooler Circle, bro.
Bruh,
I'm like, the crazy part is all these niggas was lame until they started hanging with me.
For real? Nah, man.
Sprinkle sauce on all them niggas.
You gotta
bruh.
Throw a little bit on
whole
everybody.
Team swagged the fuck
I know,
out.
I know,
man.
Ryan. Y'all save Ryan.
J-O-N had all gospel music on his computer.
Oh, man.
I put him
straight
up
Kirk.
On all the thug shit.
Straight Kirk Franklin.
Not looking at. Look at him. Running the empire.
Got all black owned brands on.
But you know what? You know what the big thing is? White people ain't supporting black owned business, man. We've been supporting their shit. They ain't spending no money in the black community.
You right. You right. That's facts.
Somebody gonna fuck with us, though.
So any white people that's watching this right now, innerpeaceoutofglow.com, you can put your money where your mouth is.
And you can lie and tell your friends you got it from J. Crew. Whatever you gotta do to feel better about yourself.
Yeah. I'll do a partnership with Lululemon if I have to.
You should. You need to be open to opportunities.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, we just got to speak them. Lululemon might hear this and reach out. Hey, Trans Sleep, we really love your music. Somebody over there.
You know what's crazy? We've actually already done a partnership. Shout out to Gray in the building. My boy Gray in the building.
Hey, man.
Plant-based dripping, we actually did, he did a whole partnership with them a couple years ago for the vegan Thanksgiving. So they're already in the space of, like, you know, supporting.
He do cool shit, too. Yeah. And then he'll jump in the Crown Vic.
Right.
And right. 38 are the hottest bars.
Bars ever, bro. Like, if I tell them all the time.
Same two hooks.
Like, bro, you just like, the beat, you just fluid on the beats, bro, man.
Yeah.
Like,
just and the shit like believable.
That. Exactly. Because it's true.
It's real life. Yeah. But he can get, hey, man, he can talk some bullshit on there, too, if he wants to.
Yeah.
Because he's earned his right to do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to rap some shit just to let motherfuckers know you can rap.
Yeah, and he's going to make it sound good.
Some extravagant shit.
So, I was up at the office, man, and I heard a song that you did.
What song? I was high.
I don't know.
What song was it?
I don't know if we allowed to talk about that.
Who gonna stop me? When you seen a nigga stop me from doing anything?
It was fire, though. It was fire.
I just be fucking around. I let this shit. After I heard you, I was like, I'm just gonna chill.
It was fire.
Do this comedy, bro.
Folks don't know. We go back, too, man, because we shot. I'm in a like a little movie. I ain't gonna tell y'all what it's called because it's super lame. But
is it?
Is it?
You ain't gonna call them niggas movie lame.
No. I was with Brad earlier, so nah, I'm not saying that the role I was playing was super lame.
There you go.
Super
lame. That's so, better cleaning.
So I don't want to be sending y'all to it, but that's where I first met Lowe's, man. That was probably about what? That may have been like 8-9 years ago.
Yeah, I had about two lines, but my two lines was.
It was killing. You said it's a free lunch kid.
Yeah.
That was his line because they was throwing it, the kids was throwing the food. And he was like, it's them free lunch kids.
I'm gonna go ahead and
two
say
lines, it. Bro.
Don't stop inviting me to shit if you really ain't got shit for me to do. I don't. Every time they got a project and it's the last 2 days, they want to call me. If you're not calling me in the beginning and letting me kick my shit,
but nah,
don't
but,
give me no little ass.
But they double. But they doubled them over though.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't put in. I didn't give them way too much.
We went to the premiere. He had to do stand up at the premiere.
I ain't have to do shit.
Well, I mean, he didn't have to.
I ain't have to do shit.
But you did.
They really was needing me at this point.
Yeah, man. But that's when I first really got on to your comedy, bro. Because I was dying laughing in the crowd, like, bro, this nigga funny as hell. And yeah, man, I've been following you ever since.
Well, I appreciate that. You know. But yeah, they threw it just giving me the little shit to do.
Yeah, man.
Because I'm, you know, I'm better than some little shit. Put me in the whole fucking movie.
Right.
You can cut my shit out at the end, if, you know, the car chasing and shit. But still cut back to some of my shit. Yeah, I need to speak that shit. Because the people who watching this to be like,
we didn't know you were ready for more shit, Carlos. We're sorry. We got six lines for you. We're going to cut two of those and you have four.
You got to let them know, man.
It's whatever. Trying to be the first black joker in this bitch.
You can't let him nav you, man.
Why you bring that up?
That's my dog, though.
Bro, you know they ain't even tell Eddie Murphy about me.
For real?
Shot a whole movie with him. Didn't even wear his hoodie down there or nothing.
Damn. They shout out Nav Green, though, man.
Right, man. You shout him out. I ain't doing that. He know what he did.
Mm.
He know exactly what he did.
Yeah.
It was on purpose.
Damn, bro. If I was around 80, man, I would definitely tell him.
You would have told him.
Yeah. Bro, you are my top five comedian, bro.
I appreciate that.
For real.
I appreciate that. Top five, bro. Thanks, man. You know. It's been a long journey, Trans Lee.
Hey, man.
I've seen the game change multiple times.
it's gonna keep on changing, man. But laughing is always relevant. You know what I mean? Like, ain't nothing more relevant.
Yeah man. People they criticize comedy so much. But I thought the whole goal was just to create laughter.
But y'all have the longest leash of anybody that can say anything. It's like, oh, okay.
What made you? No, I don't think that.
I think rappers got to
say whatever and it still be cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Some of my favorite lyrics are the most disrespectful shit you could ever think of.
That's a fact. And yeah, and there are habits of rappers say some things that like, what?
Yeah. Some real fucked up shit. Yeah. But you know, fuck criticism.
It is what it is.
That's life. Yeah. Don't let it fuck up your inner peace.
Keep chasing that inner peace. And then really, you know, it's that's what's gonna give you the out of glow. Cause it's so many people that people find attractive just because they glowing so much from having that inner peace. They just like, it's just oozing out of them. And it's like, versus some people that the world may consider attractive, but they're so, they don't have it. And it's like, it's just something about it that's just not there. So, you know, it's just all about, no matter what you look like, if you have that inner peace, you will have that outer glow. So that's really the premise of the brand. And we just want to help people, you know, like while we're here on this earth, the time that we have, let's do a little bit to push things forward, you know, because we don't
have IPOG.
IPOG. that's what's in the.
That's a dope bucket, man. Where can they find it at?
So the buckets, man, the buckets aren't even out yet, man.
See, you can't be out here stunting on exclusive shit.
Yeah,
and then shout people out, gonna be trying to buy.
Shout out to my girl Chelsea, man, the Black Scholastic on Instagram. She actually put these together and ordered them and everything, and so you need to get these, and I'm like, okay, yeah. So
bro, I ain't even got this. You gotta wait. Yeah. You gotta wait, bro.
But you know, we about to.
This bucket has season, bro.
We're about to have
well, drop the link where it might be.
Innerpeaceoutofglow.com. Innerpeaceoutofglow.com. INNERPEACEOUTERGLOW.com.
Now, in the meantime, tell them what they need to be listening to.
Well, my last project, Freedom Summer, is out right now. It's on all platforms. That boy Tyler Chronicles just walked in the building, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's not his name. His name is Trapkevious.
But yeah, man, so you know, shout out to all the movers and shakers.
The shakers and the movers.
The shakers and the movers.
The crooks and the motherfuckers.
Yeah, man. It's all about it. We all about it.
Well, man.
South Show, man, y'all. Love what y'all doing, man.
We're creating Black excellence, bro.
I remember when me and Greg came and did your show, remember, and we started talking about, like, conspiracy stuff, and then remember that thing fell? Yeah, I know.
It was in there. That? Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it was crazy, bro.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Ain't nothing gonna fall today.
Okay.
You got PTSD from that?
Yeah, man. But see, just how far you... Bro, I love what y'all doing, man.
Bro.
My cousin be hitting me up, like, you know, Carlos, man, like...
They don't believe me.
Man, I got some family that's, you know, just from the country. So, like, they see
me
a bunch
too.
Of people from, like, from the gram. So, it's like, you know.
Sometimes I answer phone calls and it just be people on the other end telling me, hey, man, you is my cousin. Tell him.
Tell him, yeah, right.
And those exact words, you is my cousin.
Yeah. Cause, man, people love, like, a lot of times, especially when you in these remote places, like, that's all you got, you know what I mean?
I know. I be in them remote places, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just go to random places just to fuck people up. I'm like,
what you doing? The chicken circuit, bro.
Man.
They love you forever, though.
Yeah, man.
Like, whenever I start seeing you go and sell out in them niche places, that's why I'm like, oh, yeah, he good forever. You good forever. Like, yeah, like, you can go do the New York to L.A., but Everybody can't go do Savannah, Huntsville, Alabama. You know what I'm saying? That's the places where you got to be.
Nashville and all of those.
Make some noise,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man.
Make some noise, man.
Yo, look, man.
Yeah.
This ain't about me. It's all about inner peace, outer glow. And, you know, I know it's going to be successful for you because you got grind, hustle, talent, and you're a good dude, man. So we're going to make sure we use our platform to uplift people that we see doing great shit, and we fuck with you over here, and you're always welcome in the trap. 85 South Show, Black Excellence Spotlight, Trans Leaf, inner peace, outer glow.
And this you right here, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell somebody that know somebody. Tell somebody that I already got the ones that's gonna hit that.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.